This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend. And as always, we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry, a ministry that is exclusively designed to empower, impact, and to encourage God's people to be about our Father's business, to help you, amen, no longer to be codependent on people in life, but learn how to operate with the power within. There is a dire need in the body of Christ that people are tired of being entertained. They're tired, amen, of just being, spoon-fed. But they wish to operate in the things of Jesus Christ. And this is what Moments of Inspiration is all about. It's impacting your life and helping you. God bless you, Sister Johnson, Alice Johnson. God bless you, Sister Gwen Calloway, Gwen Gordon Calloway. God bless you. To all of my brothers and sisters out there, we bid you Godspeed. Amen. This is a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day to be in the body of Christ. It is a beautiful day. God has saved us. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. He has blood bought the church with his own blood. He's purchased it with his own blood, to which I am a willing recipient of his glory, of his honor, and all the things that the Lord is doing. And I'm certainly praying and hoping, amen, that you too will embark on that mission, that you as a believer in the things of Jesus Christ will make up your mind that I will no longer go along to get along, but I'm going to stand firmly planted in the things of Jesus Christ. And once you, beloved, make up your mind to do that, come hell or high water, you already realize that we are on the winning team. And since we are on the winning team, that just simply means that everything that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has prophesied is unfolding right before our very eyes. Yes, things may get a little rough. The road may get rough and the going may get tough and the hills may appear to be hard to climb. But I'm here to tell you, those of you that are sold out to the things of Jesus will not sell out to the things of this world. God bless you, Lady Lorraine Miller-Burt. God bless you on today. Amen. And your lovely family. So without any further preliminary, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife if she so kindly will to share a scripture. And then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Come out of the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for your love today. We thank you for another day's journey. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing. Lord, thank you for what you have done and the things that you're to do. Father, we know that you are the way,
yes,
the truth,
Lord,
and the life.
Hallelujah.
We look to you, Lord, for everything. We look to you, Lord, for everything. And we will continue, God, to trust in you. God, we just pray for our world today. We pray for the many people that in need of you right now.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for those, Lord God, that have made and committed their way,
yes,
unto you.
Yes,
and, oh,
Lord,
God, we pray for the world today, because the world is upside down.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
God, they just doing what they do.
Yes,
but,
Lord,
God, we just pray for them today that
thank
you would just
you,
have
Jesus.
Mercy.
Yes,
that you
Lord.
Would draw them, God. As the saints of God began to continue to pray, Lord, that you would draw them to you.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus. We are to pray without ceasing and help us to stay on our post, God, to do what you've commanded us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we forever give your name the praise. We forever give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I feel a little, you know what? I feel a little back school this morning. Amen. I feel a little back school. I wish I had an organ and a keyboard with me, but since I don't, I ain't got no drums with me. I'm feeling a little old school today. Amen. And to my brothers and sisters out there, amen, I'd like to dedicate this song to the real saints of God that are standing up on the things of God and knowing that everything that God's word has said is unfolding right before our very eyes. Amen. This is one that my mama used to love years ago, and I still love it today. There's a storm out on the ocean.
Yes, yes.
And it's moving this your way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away.
Yes, yes.
There's a storm out on the ocean. And is moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Help me out, y'all. I'm gonna live so
God can use me.
God can use me. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. You know why? There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And that's what we see going on today, beloved people of God. You know, the Bible says that men's hearts will fail them because of the things that will be coming upon the face of the earth. And I can bear witness to that I'm seeing that happen on every side. People's hearts are failing them because of things that are falling upon the face of the earth. Amen. Brothers are betraying brothers. Sisters are betraying sisters. Amen. People are, you know what? They're conforming to the way of the world more so than to the way and will of God. Amen. And you know what? Even in a world where God gives us free will and free choice, listen, unless we have devoted our heart to live for them, amen. That's right, Sister Alice Ames. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And this is what we got going on. People are drifting away. Amen. Many of them are slip sliding away. And it seems as though that the powers of the world are just infiltrating the body of Christ, and people are just eating it up hook, line, and sinker. I know God has given me free will, but you know what? You know what the answer to that is? Not my will,
but
thy will.
Hallelujah.
Be done.
Yes.
To everybody that just hung up on this, you know what? God has given us free will, and we can make a choice to do what we want to do. Well, does not the scripture says, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I've commanded you to do? And one of the things I can tell you about this, and I will just say this, and I won't go into dialogue about it. I won't go into any political spectrums or anything talking about what just got overturned or this and another. But I will say this. The Bible says that it is better for a millstone to be tied around our necks and for us to be cast in the sea, for us to offend one of God's little precious angels.
Yes.
Talking about the little children. You know, we used to sing that song when we was a kid. Jesus loves the little children, all the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are all precious in his sight.
Mm.
Jesus loves the little children of the world, even those that ain't made it into the world yet but about to be born. He loves them too, because you know what? He put an assignment in their life as well. If they're retarded, they still got an assignment. Are you hearing me? If they deform, they still got an assignment.
Got an assignment.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And many times, you know what? Their assignment is for us to be able to take care of them, to put them in a loving home, to humble that mother and father to know that all of their trust is in Jesus. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God for all of what he's doing. Amen. We have been sharing with God's people the importance of staying affixed to the things of God. We had started off helping people to understand that if we would just learn to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all other things will be added unto him. My question is, what are you really seeking today? Amen. Truthfully, ask yourself that question. What am I as a believer in the things of Jesus Christ? Am I really seeking to stay affixed to his word, or am I seeking, you know, the manipulation and the lies and all of the hype that's going on today? Because I assure you, beloved people of God, there's much hype going on. And if you're not caught up, you get caught up in the hype. You understand? It would be akin to just like three card Molly. They let you win sometimes only to sucker you in later on. And that's what we got going on today. The enemy, amen, is working overtime to detour and to distract the minds of God's people and keeping you from being affixed to the coming of the Lord. But it is our endeavor to help you to prepare yourself before the Lord comes. Now, one thing I can tell you is this. When we say we have nothing to worry about, we really don't. Amen. But one thing about it, Jesus did warn the people that even when calamity got ready to come, he even told them, he says, pray that your flight don't be in the winter, because it's going to be rough.
Going to be rough.
Amen. And I know everybody is saying that, you know, I feel in my spirit a worldwide revival is about to break out. And you know what? That's cool. But let's not forget what the beloved apostle said, too. He told us, he said, for when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them as a woman in travail. And please keep in mind, he wasn't writing that book to sinners. He was writing that book to the saints of God, Lady Towson.
Amen.
Amen. He was writing that to the saints. He was writing that to the people of God so that we do not get sidetracked and understand that tough times are coming. And that's why we pray that we will become worthy to escape the judgment that's coming upon the face of the earth. We pray all the time. None of us are exempt from anything. But I will tell you this. Those that have chosen to stand on the pure. Hey, Wade Hampton, God bless you. How you doing? God bless you on today. Amen. So we have taken a solemn stand to stand on the things of God. And when you take that solemn stand, listen, you become targeted. Amen. Jesus became targeted when he stood out against the injustices of his time. Amen. He became targeted. And I'm here to tell you, beloved people of God, when you stand for the truth of God, Lady Townsend, are you ready to be singled out?
Amen. And the thing about it is not that the persons or the people are messing with. You know, it's God. And when you do his will, when you're standing.
That's right.
For the things of God. Amen.
When you stand for the things of God. I'm not one to say, well, I'm picked out to be picked on. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Jesus' word said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake.
Hated, not celebrated. And that's the truth. The true people of God that are standing are being hated by the masses.
That's
Amen.
Right.
They don't care about you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
There's only a few, a faithful few that's truly. Because God said, in the, you know, that only a few going to find it. You know, narrow. Broad is the way, you know, the big way that everybody going to be on that road.
Yes.
But that
yes,
narrow
yes.
path, bishop, is going to be only a few.
Yes.
Faithful few. Praise God. God didn't let us know, so we're not, don't count it, you know, take it personal.
You can't
Amen.
Take it personal. Amen. Because one thing about it, you know, Jesus even had a devil in his midst
yeah.
that he didn't take personal, but he understood that even that devil had a purpose.
And for that reason, he was born. That
well,
was the word of God.
Listen, even the devils around you got purpose for
Come
your
on.
Life.
Come on.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Even the devils around
got
you
purpose.
Got purpose in your life.
That's God's
Amen.
That,
and
that's
and a lot
said.
Of time, they're there to keep you humble and to keep you praying. And they're there so that, you know what, you will be that final warning in their life before God gives them over to a reprobate mind.
And amen. And you don't have to do nothing.
Everybody has purpose.
Yes,
you
right.
got purpose. Amen. So that's the reason why you can't take it personal. And I often tell people this all the time. You know, here's one of the things that people have to understand. There's nobody out there that can assassinate your character. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why Can't nobody assassinate your character. Because a character is a person who puts on an act. Are you, beloved people, putting on an act?
Amen.
Because in Hollywood, whenever they got ready to get rid of somebody, they had to kill out their character. Because it's all part of the act.
All right now.
Okay. It's all part of the act. But now watch this. Jesus said you're going to be hated for your own name's sake or for my name's sake?
For his name's sake.
So, beloved people of God, if you're being hated for his name's sake, get yourself out the equation.
You ought to be happy. You ought to be rejoicing because... Truly, it's about the Lord anyhow.
It is.
And when he's getting ready, he's going to, you know, like you said, you know, he's willing that everybody repent.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. He give you a space to repent.
That's right.
But if you don't.
That's right.
You know, your days are numbered.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right. So we're living in a time right now where God's grace and mercy is affording us all the opportunity to get right. And we can't make excuses for our shortcomings. We can't. Amen. We can't make excuses for our shortcomings. Amen. We can't make excuses for going around hating anybody. Amen. And I know that we're living in a time now where people, listen, they want to hate you. They want to. Can I share something with you? If you had the same frame of mind about how God had mercy on you, then you would understand one of the things that God wants to put inside of you. Out of all the gifts, this is one gift that he want to put inside of you that ain't too many people want to embrace this one. Not the gift of prophesying. Amen. Not the gift of laying on of hands, and not the gifts of healing, and not the gifts of talents and gifts of healing and all of those things. You know, there's one gift that everybody runs from. Can I tell you what that gift is? Long suffering.
Oh, that one. No.
Everybody runs from that gift of long suffering. They don't want to suffer long with nobody. Oh, they done got on my nerve, and you know what? God gonna get them. You know what? Every person that say God gonna get you, you know what? You've become a witch and a warlock. Like God is your pit bull that you can sick on somebody when you get ready for him to get. It don't operate that way.
He said, pray
never
for
has.
Them. Pray for them. Pray
never
for them.
Will
pray
operate
that God
that
would
way.
Save them. Pray for God to deliver them. Pray that God would show them what they're doing is wrong.
God go get you.
Mm-mm.
Listen at that.
You done become the same thing.
How witchcraft does that sound? God going to get you. Everybody that have ever let them words come out of your mouth, you got to repent of that. Every pastor, every leader, every man, every woman, every husband, every wife that have ever said that, you've got to repent of that. Because you know what? You've made God like he's your dog, and we know he's nobody's dog. You sick your dog on somebody. You don't sick God on nobody. But then we've forgotten about it. The Bible says if we don't forgive others their trespasses, then we can't expect our God to forgive us. And yet we want to have that monopoly on Jesus like, you know what, we pull his strings.
Well, what they're saying, I believe, you know, I can speak for myself because I've said that word a many times, God going to get them or whatever. What I'm saying is, according to God's word, the days, if they don't repent of it, the days are numbered. That's what we're saying. Truly. When you're saying God going to get them, the word of God has already told us, you know, fret not thyself because of evildoers.
Uh-huh.
And neither to be envious. You know, their days are numbered.
Yeah. Well, but now watch this, though. God is not getting them.
They get themselves because they're the one doing
well,
it.
Well, that's my point. We can't put God in the equation.
Oh, it's
because
in the equation because God's word
is not
basically
going to do
said.
Anything to them. Listen to this.
It's in the
God,
equation.
Watch this. The Bible says hell has enlarged her mouth to accommodate the souls that are coming there. Now, here's the thing. They're putting themselves in hell. God ain't did that.
Right.
He gives us a choice. Listen, Lucifer chose to fall. God did not make him fall. But when he
That's
went
true.
Against the principles and the oracles of the things of God, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall as lightning. That means that God is not going to allow us to continually try to go above what his words say.
Amen.
He's going to bring us down. But we got to choose, again, and the key factor that resonates in my mind is, Lord, not my will. Your will be done. Your will be done. And when we really ascribe to that level of truth and understanding, look, listen, even the people that do us wrong, Lord, not your will.
That's true.
My will be done. Family members that done you dirty. And I'm talking about, amen, that have hurt you, that made you want to write them off for the rest of your life. But I've got news for you. Beloved, you can't do that.
Not if
you've got to pray for them.
That's right.
Because their salvation may be hinging on your prayer. Remember when Job's friends treated him so bad and they talked about him? And the first thing, you know, that's one thing about it. Sometimes if we get just a little bit too much Holy Ghost of righteousness, we think we know it all and we just want to put folk down and tell them that, you know what, they on their way to hell and they're going to do this. And that's the way Job's friends were treating him. And in the end, guess what happened? The same ones that came to tell him what thus said the Lord, God was ready to do them a number. And then said, listen, the only way I don't get y'all now, if Job don't pray for y'all, y'all as good as God. Because God now honored his humility. I'm here to tell you, if you really want to be honored by God, operate in that humility.
That's right, Bishop. I agree. That's the word. And it's one of the hardest things to do, especially when you're in the midst of that. But in order to, like you just said, that scripture just said it all.
Amen.
Amen. He prayed for those friends and in those situations. So we have to pray for those. And yes, it happens like at a time when, yes, you're hurting. Yes, you're going through. But when you think about it, you know, that's what God wants us to do. And that's how you get closer to the Lord. A lot of times you be saying, God, elevate me, Lord. And when when situation happens, he could elevate you, but you don't want to obey scripture.
You don't want to do what the Bible says.
Right.
The Bible tells us to forgive. God bless you, Sister Leslie Chisholm. God bless you, my sister. She says, I'm out here knocking on doors now. That's what it's all about.
That's
soul
what it's
winning.
All about, souls.
Amen. Trying to win souls. Amen. Not trying to get people to join your church. Amen. I tell you, I've baptized folks that have never been a part of my church because you know what? It's a body of Christ thing.
That's
it's not
right,
a
Bishop.
My church thing. You know, we've got to get back to those things. And I salute you, Sister Leslie Chisholm, keep on knocking on those doors. But most importantly, always let our light shine because
yes.
Let me tell you, we can be a better sermon than we can preach one.
Amen. People watch
Amen.
This. They won't read the Bible,
no,
but they'll read you. They'll
no,
see what you about.
No.
Amen. And they sit there because they want to judge you.
That's right. That's right.
From the beginning, they want
That's right.
to do that.
That's right. They want to judge you. Mm-hmm. But one thing about it, the people always wanted to judge Jesus. They were sitting back trying to trip him up and find something on him.
Jesus.
And you know what? Make no mistake, I don't care who you are. You ain't got to be a pastor. Folks are watching you. You know, people always talking about, yeah, pastors got to be careful because it's people always out there. Look, they watching anybody. It's just that the pastors are going to get more backlash because, you know what, they are responsible for souls.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They're just like shepherds. If a shepherd leads sheep to a cliff and they fall off, that's a poor shepherd.
Very poor.
That's a poor shepherd, amen. If he leads the sheep to a bunch of a hill and the sheep wander over that hill and fall off and get slaughtered, then you know that's a bad thing. But now by the same token too, there are some sheep that are rebellious in the flock, and those rebellious sheep have to be swiftly taken care of equally as well, so that they don't influence the other sheep. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to help be a blessing to each other. The question is, am I my brother's keeper?
Am I my brother's keeper?
Not my brother's creeper. Not creeping around his house trying to see what he's doing or see what she's doing. But no, keeper. And keeper means that, you know what, if you see your brother or sister doing something that you know ain't right, it's not just enough to pray for them, but that issue has to be addressed. And to let that brother or sister know that, listen, God is not pleased with that. I'll never forget I had a brother pastor before and he was fooling around and cheating on his wife and this, that, and the other. And I told him, I said, brother, listen, as leaders, God wants us to be the first partaker of his fruit.
Amen.
And if we're going to be the first partaker of that fruit, we have got to live a life that is pleasing. And so he told me, he said, well, you know what, Doc, let me tell you like this, Doc. You see, that's what God's grace and mercy is for. Ain't none of us arrived yet, you know. I said, yeah, but him that know to do good, Doc, and don't do, is going to be beat with many stripes. We're held to a higher level of accountability. The preacher, amen, have got to lead. We're just like a lifesavers at the beach. If we see a person drowning and we don't know how to swim, can we jump in there and help them out lest we both drown? Did not Jesus said the blind cannot lead the blind lest they both fall in a what?
Ditch.
A ditch. So the question is that, listen, if I'm going to be a lifesaver or a soul saver, I got to make sure that my soul is in good standing, amen, before I reach out to help somebody else. And I said before, I'm not one of those people who believe in leading while bleeding. Amen. No, no, no. Why am I bleeding? Well, wait a minute. I need to be healed.
Amen, Bishop.
I need to be healed. If I went in the doctor's office to, and you got to ask yourself this question, for those that believe in leading while bleeding, if you went to the doctor to have an operation and you went in there and seen blood all over his hands, would you let him operate on you?
No.
I'm trying to get you to understand something in the spiritual essence as well, too.
Amen.
Because I understand we all go through something, but I wanted you to keep in mind these words, higher levels of accountability. Mm. I need you to get that in your spirit, higher levels of accountability. I need you to understand that, and I'll tell you why. Does not even Child Protective Services expect us to operate in a such a way that when our children are put in jeopardy, will they not immediately step in?
Yes.
Will not Child Protective Services immediately come in and withdraw the child from dangerous environment?
All
and
right.
yet and still, we as pastors and leaders must operate in the same way and said, Father, if the sheep are not being in a position where the leader is being held accountable for all of the misdeeds and mistrials that are happening, and watch this, putting the souls of the sheep at danger, Lord, remove them to a place where they can be properly loved.
Yes.
Because, see, a lot of time what happened is y'all ain't up under shepherds, you're up under foster care.
Mm.
And while you're up under foster care, we've been known foster parents have treated children like second-class trash. You know, you ain't hear what I'm telling you today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. They're just doing it for the money. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you today. Amen. See, a lot of times that's the difference between a real pastor and foster care because, listen, they're concerned about you. See, there was a time where people didn't get a dime for taking orphans in and taking care of them. But now we are up under this money-milking industry today to where it is. Foster children come with big money. Well, how much I'm going to get paid take this child? If I take this child in, how much money am I going to get for this? That's the age that we're living in right now, and God is not pleased with that.
Mm.
Amen. If they told you, well, listen, we can't pay you anything, but would you still want to take this child in? Well, no, my budget won't allow me to do that. You see where our heart really is at?
My God.
That's why I tell you, when you let your character get in the way, your character is going to always be flawed. So therefore, maybe sometimes somebody do need to assassinate that flawed character that we're continually trying to uphold and that we're trying to hold on to. That character is so flawed until, yes, it jumps, it shouts, it speaks in tongues. Amen. It knows the word like no other. But that character is so flawed, it needs to be thoroughly crucified. For the Bible says, he that walks in the flesh will not fulfill that of the spirit. You're walking in the lust of your flesh. And while you're walking in the lust of your flesh, you're not hearing what the spirit is saying.
Yes.
That's the reason why we've got to come back to our first love. We shared that just, several weeks ago, Lady Townsend, where we said the church is in trouble because we have left our first love.
When you leave that, when that love go, Bishop, everything go whack. Amen. When that true love goes, everything goes whack. And that's why you have to go back to it, or else you're just going down, down, down.
That's in everything we do.
That's it.
That's in everything.
That's it.
That's not only in the church. That's in marriages.
Come on now.
Amen. Many husbands and wives have left their first love.
First love. You had to fall.
Amen. And when you lose that first love, then you know what? I'm not talking about conjugal love. I'm not talking about, in the sheets, because that's what everybody's equating things
sex
with now, in the sheets. It's so sad until, even, and it grieves me, even on my Facebook page, everything has just started becoming around sexuality now. Even the godly women want to shake their butts and jiggle their legs and try to twerk and do all of these things.
Oh,
where is the wailing women of Zion at now? Everybody, social media has made it to the point where everybody, you know what it's all about? Cashing in, getting a check now. There was a time when we used to help folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we genuinely helped people from our heart. We would feed the hungry. We clothed the naked. We would do all of these things. But now, you know what? Folks get on Facebook, they get on Instagram, they get on Twitter, they get on all of these places, and so they got the show coming up to a homeless person, giving them $4,000 or $5,000. What happened to the scriptures that said, "Let when thou do thy alms, do not do it to be seen of men sounding a trumpet"? But yet social media has now telling you to go against God.
And many of them are going against God, because I've seen even people in the faith doing that. And I say to myself, they know that scripturally we are not to do that.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
But God said they already got their reward. Because they want to just be seen.
They want to be seen. But now
they're getting paid. It's for
an agenda now.
Yes,
it's for
Lord.
It's for a hidden agenda.
Jesus.
And the agenda is not that they're generally concerned about the
All
homeless.
Right now.
The agenda is that if I can show folks what I'm doing, it will get other people to feed into my fiasco that much more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of their manipulation.
They want others to. And then there's another part where they'll do something and they'll come back and tell the people so others can start doing.
Absolutely.
And that's something God
Absolutely.
Just don't set. You know,
look, that's that. And I tell this to God's people all the time. When you pray for somebody and they got healed, don't toot your own horn.
Because you didn't do that anyhow.
Amen. When you pray for somebody and God blessed them with a job, don't try to toot your own horn by putting their testimony up like you know, you want to get the glory. Because if you want God to get the glory, you won't say nothing about it.
That's right.
You ain't heard what I said.
That's
if you want God to get the glory, Pastor, you wouldn't say nothing about it. Man, you wouldn't say nothing about it. Woman, you wouldn't say anything about it if you really wanted God to get the glory.
And knowing that God going to reward you by obeying what his word says. That's more than even letting man know. Because when God does a thing, Bishop, it's done. And it's done for even his purpose. And that's what it's all about, doing the will of God, walking in obedience. And that's the thing that we lack more than anything.
That's right. Amen. We lack that more than anything. And that's the reason why we have got to get back to pleasing our Father. We've got to get back to pleasing God, because we are living in the time now where men are seeking to be pleasers of themselves, as the Bible said, lovers of men more so than lovers of God. Time is running out, church. It's time for us to regain our first love. It's time for us to remember that when we first came to Christ, nothing else mattered but pleasing God. It's time to realize that it's nothing else is supposed to matter but pleasing God. Amen. If pastor don't want to please him, I got to get up out of there. And I've got to go to a place where, you know what, I can be at a place where they're going to teach me to please God, not the pastor. Amen. Not the organization. Amen. I got to be at a place, amen, because I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of silver-tongued serpents that are out there today. And you know what? They're only concerned in living their best days off of you. Yeah, I said it. They're concerned about maintaining a lifestyle off of you. Yeah, I said it. Amen. They're concerned, amen, about driving a Ferrari off of you. They're concerned, amen, about living in a 6, 7, 8, 10 bedroom mansion off of you. Amen. They want to use you till they become wealthy enough to get that book deal. Amen. Wealthy enough to get, amen, that movie deal or whatever. Amen. They want to use you. And then the sad part about it is, after they achieve all of those things, they're not moving you with them to that luxurious house. They're not moving you in that gated community with them. They're not moving you around there with that place with them. No, you help them ascribe and get those things, and so now they moved on. But they're going to continue to tell you that God wants us to have all the wealth. God wants us to have all of this. God wants us to have all of that. Praise be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, Lady Townsend, we're going to take a break. Anything you want to share before I take this break?
Amen. We just, Bishop, but like you said, man, today, we got to be obedient. We got that's the word each and every day we get on him. We
yes,
got to be
yes,
obedient
yes.
to the will of way in God. Because
yes.
stressing, you know, all of this thing,
hallelujah.
It's not about that. And I just wanted, you know, the people of God to know that our obedience is what, you know, pleases God. Our faith in him.
Yes.
And when you're obedient, Bishop, you start believing.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
believe because you want to be obedient. You want to do the will of the Father. So just be obedient.
Be obedient and obey what the word of God says. And I guarantee you, when you go and obey what the word of God says, amen, everything else will work out just fine. Trust me. When you obey what the word of God says, everything else will work out just fine. Remember when Jesus Christ, as long as he was feeding the people, as long as he was giving them freebies, as long as he was performing miracles, as long as he was doing all of those things, the people flocked around them. I'm here to tell you, amen, people gonna flock around you when you don't address the weightier matters that God is concerned with. As long as you don't address those, I'm here to tell you, as long as you give a kid candy and give them junk food, oh, that you're the best mommy and daddy in the world.
And just hurting
Amen.
Them.
Amen. You're the bestest mama. You're the bestest daddy a kid could ever have. Oh, but tell them to clean up their room.
Oh, you're mean.
To tell them to go in there and take a bath.
Tell
them to go help see about your sister or your brother.
Mean.
Now you're mean. Tell them that you're not going to go outside and play unless you bring your grades up.
Mean.
Oh, now you're mean.
Mr.
Now.
Meanie.
You're
Mr.
mean.
Meanie.
And so when Jesus did everything that the people liked, they flocked around him.
But
the moment
he told them
what his heavenly Father expected. Listen at this now. Not what he expected. It ain't what the pastor expects. It ain't what the organization expects. It's what our heavenly Father expects. When he told them what the heavenly Father expected, one by one, his following of 5,000 went back down to 12.
Back to the
why did that happen, Jesus?
For you.
Because of my prophetic word.
My God.
Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many shall follow therein, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Well, what does that narrow way symbolize? It symbolizes obedience to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Back to obedience.
It goes back to obedience. And when we obey, the numbers are not going to be big. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
You better hear what I'm telling you. To those of y'all that's got little small congregations, you crying and boo-hooing, and, you know, people, Lord, where the people at? The people ain't coming in. Oh, they in. They in. They just scattered. They just scattered right now. Amen. As my sister said, she was going from door to door. Can I tell you something? We headed back to that era. Amen. Whether you know it or not, we're slowly approaching that era. But listen, y'all, I got to take a break. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with your host, Bishop Kenny and Lady Mildred Townsend. Amen. We will be right back after this.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
TNR Entertainment, along with the New Bethel Community Baptist Church, presents the pre-4th of July Gospel Explosion, featuring Ruby and the girls of Eufaula, Alabama, Sunday, July 3rd at 3 o'clock p.m. with your hostess, Karen Layden of Colfax, Louisiana. Also featuring TJ and Trinity and the New Bethel Crusaders of Alexandria, New Beginning Praise Team and Gloria Cady of Pineville, and Anointed Ministries of Bunky, Louisiana. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. VIP are $25. For advanced tickets, Tyrone Roy at 318-729-5076. Ruby Crawford at 318-264-4272. Lorenzo Davis Sr. at 318-792-1001. And Fluker at 318-625-8592. And Karen Layden at 318-233-6029. For VIP tickets, Angel Jefferson at 318-290-4707. It's going to be a toe-tapping, hand-clapping good time in the Lord with the pre-4th of July Gospel Explosion happening Sunday, July 3rd at 3 o'clock p.m., taking place at the New Bethel Community Baptist Church located 1807 Community Lane in Alexandria, where the Reverend Clarence Dupar Jr. is the host pastor. This event is sponsored by Never Fold Bail Bond of Colfax, Louisiana. TNR Entertainment, along with the New Bethel Community Baptist Church, are proud sponsors of KAYT-KQJO-FM. All right, y'all, we're back. And also, I want to remind our family around the Alexandria area that there's going to be a five-family garage sale. This will be a fundraiser taking place Saturday, July 10th, between the hours of 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The location is 1006, that's 1006, Susek Drive in Pineville. This event is hosted by the WBAF Club. For more information, you can contact them at 318-233-9158. Again, concerning this garage sale that will take place Saturday, July 10th between the hours of 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1006 Susek Drive in Pineville. If you need more information, 318-233-9158. And if you've just tuned in, again, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with your host, Bishop Kenny and Lady Townsend. Lady Townsend, you got anything else you want to add? Okay, well, again, brothers and sisters, yes, we're at the time now where we can open up that prayer line if you'd like to call in right now. God bless you, Sister April Flakes. God bless you. Yes, you are part of this great ministry. Amen. We thank and praise God. Brother Robert Lamar, God bless you on today. Amen. To Sister Gwen Calloway, amen. And all of our supporters out there, my beloved sister, Sister Juanita Jones, First Lady Juanita Jones, God bless you on today. Amen. I tell you what, none of you, I want you to know, none of you is taken for granted. I appreciate every one of you, my brothers and sisters out there in Pineville, all out there around Marksville, all out everywhere that can be Lake Charles. Amen. Those of you that are part Natchitoches, amen. All out that way. We thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. All of my brothers and sisters, too many of y'all to name, but let me tell you something. Everything that you do concerning Moments of Inspiration Ministry, we greatly appreciate you. And I want to tell you this, your labor is not in vain. Amen. Your labor is not in vain. You're
God
being a blessing, amen, to people some of everywhere. And that's what it's all about. That's the reason why I relish your testimonies. I relish, amen, your words of encouragement, everything, amen, that God gives you. So right now, that phone line is open, 318-484-2500. Some of my brothers and sisters out there in Facebook land like to hear from you too. 318-484-2500. I'll say it again, 318-484-2500. Like to hear from you. Amen. If you need prayer, if you got a testimony, amen. This is our broadcast, amen. And what we want to do is we're here to empower God's people, to impact your life. If your life is not being impacted, then we're not doing anything. Amen. We're not doing anything. I didn't say if you didn't join my church, we're not doing anything. No, I'm saying that if the words that are spoken are not bringing conviction to your heart, then one or two things have taken place already. God has already given you over to a reprobate mind, or you have just chosen that you're going to go to hell and don't care what nobody think about it. Because I'm here to tell you, when the word of God is shared in power and demonstration, something is going to happen. We ain't got to always see it happen.
No, some plant, then somebody come along and water it.
Uh-huh.
But God gives the increase.
God gives the increase.
So that's what it's all about. Amen. To glory going to go to God anyhow.
That's
because
right.
Because he's the one that overall look over everything.
That's
and
right.
And he finishes it up.
That's right.
In grand style.
That's right. Amen. Well, you can call in now, y'all. We got a few minutes. Amen. As I said before, amen. Amen. We're not going to address any political issues today, amen. We're not going to talk about Roe versus Wade or any of that stuff today, amen. Amen. God, listen, God is still in charge, and so, yes, people are dying, but people are being resurrected.
Amen, Bishop.
People are dying, and yet people are being healed. People are dying, and yet people are graduating, amen, with honors from college, amen. People are becoming owners of their own business. Yes, all of these things are happening right around us, but the most important thing, do you still have faith in God?
Hallelujah.
Amen. do you watch this? Do you still love God?
Come on, preacher.
When Jesus asked Peter the question, he said, mm-hmm. Simon Peter, ooh, lovest thou me
more
than these? Mm-hmm. What do you love more than God today?
Come on.
Because I got a question for you. If you love pastor more than God, you're in trouble. You're in the idol worship now.
Anything.
If you love husband more than you love God, you're in the idol worship now. This is going to hurt. Bishop Townsend, this is going to hurt now, okay? This is going to hurt. If members love you more than they love God, they in trouble. You hear me, Bishop Townsend?
You're not addressing it either. You know, teach people. God gets all the
say that again,
glory.
Lady Townsend.
You know, the pastor.
And I'm in trouble, too, for allowing it.
For allowing it. You have
That's
to
right.
let the people know.
That's right.
You remember when we was at the nursing home? And you would break that word down so good,
Jesus,
and they would get so happy.
Yeah, all right, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. What is your prayer request about?
Hey, Bishop Townsend, Minister Mildred, this is Cornelius White in Alexandria.
God bless you, sir.
God bless y'all too. I think everybody just loves y'all's message and stuff. And I don't know, like you said, you don't like political things, but spiritual things, mm-hmm. I believe spiritual things happening and stuff. And
oh, yes.
I just think that the country's going to probably come either to a revolutionary war or a civil war.
Yeah, because they're mad. Yep. That's the way it's going to be, you know, because the people, some rejoicing, and the one that you would think that we're just living amongst people that, oh, my God, it's a surprise you that you think people, you know, love God more than the situation I see. And it's
but
sad.
It's really not surprising.
But it's just going to show you the one that you lifted up, the one that, and then you hear what they're saying. I'm saying these people don't have no idea that they are blasphemous. You know, a theme of the Holy Ghost when you, oh, God, some of the things I seen just on yesterday. But nevertheless, we know, like Bishop said, this is the end time. And God exposing and showing you yourself. So either it's going to draw you closer to God or not.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah, it's a spiritual thing, Brother Cornelius. But you know what? Jesus said that these things would unfold in this time.
And it's doing it.
Now watch this. I can't see. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but I will say this.
Right.
Now, for all of those that prophesied, we're about to be hit with one of the most spectacular revivals that ever hit you. That could be part of the revival, y'all.
Well, they'll rejoice then.
That's what I'm saying. That could be part of the revival because, you know, they love to get most of them. And I'll tell you, just before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to this, back set foot on this earth, God is going to send a revival. He's going to clean house. And so what you mad for then?
No, the other's mad.
What you mad for?
The other, you know, but nevertheless, God help us all. Because it's going to show you the heart of man is wicked.
Again,
like the word of God says.
It's because it's truly every man for himself. And I will say this. I'll say this. And then I'm going to stop. The real folks is mad is the one that can't get them trillions of dollars no more.
Oh.
And that's, and I'm like Elmer Fudd. That's all, folks.
Yeah, they'll kill you. You better be quiet. They can't get all that money.
But you know what? Yes. God, but you know what? Stay true to God.
Stay true to God. That's what God said
stay
to me, Bishop.
God. Stay true to
long
the word of God.
As long as we stay true to God.
Because, again, everybody, we can't love God on our own terms. Come we got on, to man. Love him on his terms. Jesus said, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I've commanded? Again, it ain't what pastor commands. It ain't what legislation commands. It's what the Lord's word commands. And I got news for you. Many people like to say, well, pastor, listen, that word of God is so distorted. It's so tainted. It's this, that, and the other. Well, I tell you what, I know one thing ain't tainted, and that's the spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Now what's your excuse? Because before that they had scrolls written, God still moved and used people.
Yes, Lord.
Before the Ten Commandments, God still used Moses. So what's your excuse?
No,
the spirit overrides the writing. So what's your excuse?
Come on. That's said like
you understand? If you thoroughly understand that, you understand that if you did not have a Bible, God's spirit is still able to communicate to you.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That ain't revelation. That's truth.
Spirit of the living God.
That's truth.
Hey.
That's true. Think about this. They took poor John on the Isle of Patmos, who didn't have anything. As a matter of fact, he escaped execution, put him all out there by himself. Now, did that stop God from communicating with him?
No.
Nope.
So now, watch this. If you ain't got the word of God, now you know why David said thy word.
Have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you.
Mm-hmm. How do we sin against him? By denying him.
Glory.
That's how we sin against him. So God bless you, Brother Cornelius. No prayer request today?
Yeah, I'll get with that, and then that's it, because I know other people probably want to get on the line. But anyway, it's Merrifield. Thursday's going to be the last day for Merrifield and Pineville and everything. And so everybody's saying goodbye to him and everything. And so just pray for his eyesight. He's having a little trouble with his eyes and stuff.
What's happening Thursday? What they gonna be doing Thursday?
It's last day as the mayor there.
Last day in office.
Last day.
Nothing special. They had that this past Thursday, but Thursday's gonna be his last official day in office, and then July 1st, the new mayor takes over Pineville.
Okay. Are they having anything for that Thursday?
Not that I think they had everything this past Thursday.
Oh,
they
I
gave
see.
Him a rocking chair, so he would rock on.
A rocking chair.
Oh, my God.
Gave him a rocking chair.
Gave him a rocking chair. Told him to rock on, huh?
Rock on.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let me say one thing, Pastor. When my dad retired from the school system, they gave him a rocking chair, but he didn't stay in.
Oh, no. He was too active to stay in that. Ooh.
Yeah. He stayed busy till he passed.
Till he passed away. He was busy. It was 90 what?
92, baby.
92. Wow. Busy, busy, busy.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you got to beat him out, Brother Cornelius.
Yes. 30 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be like my grandpa. All my grandpas died in
their 60s. Oh, no. You ain't got to do that. No. You God at least promised you 3 score and 10, so you got to beat dad out
be
now.
In the
70s. Amen. My dad lived here to be 87, so I got to try to beat him out.
That's right.
All right, my brother. Well, listen.
Don't
meet me there. Beat me there.
Hallelujah.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. 318-484-2500. Got a few minutes left. Amen. You know, it's all about preparing the hearts of God's people for what's unfolding. Listen, y'all. Food shortages, gas shortages, all of that stuff is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Amen. But can I be honest? Even as African Americans, God brought us through slavery. He ain't stopped yet. Amen. But I will tell you what is happening. We are getting back to the point where it won't have nothing to do with black. It won't have nothing to do with white. The church, blood-bought church,
yes,
is going to band together.
Got to.
We are going to band together regardless of ethnicity, regardless of anything.
Of that.
Amen. We're going to band together to be a blessing and the help of our brothers and sisters that are less fortunate than us. This is what the redeemed blood-bought church of Jesus Christ did back in the day. And it's happening now. So just because you don't see it happening, don't mean it's not happening.
Right.
Just because you don't hear nobody preaching like Bishop Townsend, don't mean somebody else ain't preaching like Bishop Townsend. There are plenty of people out there preaching and teaching and preparing the hearts. And watch this, empowering other people. Like my sister said, she was out this morning knocking on door to door, inviting people to the things of God. That's what it's all about. Amen. It's one thing to go to the house of God, but it's another thing, amen, that, you know, when you're out about in your business and you shopping, I mean, how many people can you tell them, listen, God is good and God's got a better guy. Listen, God got good things and stuff for you. We've become ashamed of God. And he said, if you shame to own me.
Before men.
Amen. I mean, we put on a good show at church, jumping and shouting and all of this. But when it comes to people, we just clam up.
Yes.
Amen. And that's when it's most important, because you know the sad part about it is when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ and Christ say, you didn't witness for me. Well, Lord, yes, I did. I walked right down aisle 3 with you in Walmart. And you know what you did? You looked at me and walked away. I was just grumbling and complaining just to see what you was going to say. And you looked at me and didn't say a word and walked on away. Same thing. Lord, when was I hungry? You remember that little help, that little person that was out there homeless and you stopped? That was me. And you know what? You didn't pass me up. You stopped by. You gave me something to eat. And then you told me that Jesus loves me too. Lord, that was you. Yeah, that was me. That was me. So we want to be sensitive. If you desire a gift, desire a gift of sense of sensitivity. I didn't say emotional instability. Amen. I said sensitivity, so we can be sensitive. 318-484-2500, Lady Townsend, you can talk till they come. I guess, they're going to call. I don't know.
Amen. Bishop, we just have to have that desire, amen, to do his will. We got to have that desire. And he got something for us. He told us in the word, you know, we delight ourselves in him.
Uh-huh.
He'll give us the desires of our heart.
That's what he said.
And our desire should be that for him to still get the glory. You know, our desire shouldn't be selfish. But it should always be in accordance with God's word. Amen. And it gives you joy. It's better to give than to receive. It's a good thing in giving.
That's right.
Amen. There are some people that they just love giving.
That's right.
Amen. And that's just, it gives you
a
sense of just being complete, you know, in Christ. Amen. And I love that part. But it's good to receive too. Amen. The rent and not giver want to receive sometimes too. And God said you would, and his word is true. Praise God. And I thank God for knowing that it's, you know, to give and to give and to continue to give. A giver, you know, just don't give sometime, you know, and then stop.
Well, one thing about it, Lady Townsend, a giver is going to continue to receive.
Yes.
Because the law of reciprocity tells us that the Bible tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Yes. We see this in every day. Amen. Just go about. If you're a man, if you're a woman, I see women do it all the time. They give a smile. Guess what the other lady does when she's looking at them? She smiles back. A man sees another guy coming. He nods his head at him. Guess what he gets back? See, the law of reciprocity is always in effect around us. There are just certain degrees of how that we apply. Again, the only difference is the little pot in your house and you're growing a flower, and somebody that has what they call a vineyard is the amount of territory in which that they've invested in. When you invest in bigger territory toward the things of God, then the yield is greater. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. I got the same muscles you got. You got the same muscles I got. If I want my muscles to grow, amen, then I've got to put a little bit of application. Now, the only thing about it is sometimes the enemy will take the natural ability that God wanted us to have and he will distort it. Hence, we have women trying to look like men now with all these big muscles.
All right, man.
That's the distortion. Satan always wants to pervert that which is good. Amen. That's the reason why we see on social media now everybody's becoming hoochified. They want to shake their butts and they want to show their busts and bosoms. And everybody, I mean, even the first ladies want to look sexy now. Everybody wants to look sexy. Nobody want to look holy anymore. Everybody want to show what God blessed them with. Amen. They want to do as Jane Brown said, shake their money maker. They want to do all of these perverted things now and think that God is. No wonder our little daughters are going astray. They've got nobody to look up to. They've got nobody to encourage them and to help them to understand that, baby, your body is precious. But now all you want to do is get up there on TikTok and shake your bottoms and spread your legs wide open like you the Red Sea or something. Now, God don't want that. We got to teach our children better ways.
That's right, Bishop. That's right.
We got to teach our children. The rap songs they listen to is nothing but perversion and women with men and men with women and men with men, women with women. Everything is based around perversion and sexuality. And the problem is we as the church just sitting back talking about, we got to pray. We got to pray, y'all. Yeah, you got to pray. But let me tell you one thing before I go. When Jesus saw them folks selling in the temple, and he saw them exchanging and making money in this temple, did he sit back in the corner and just pray?
Nope.
My Bible tells me he looked side-eyed at them. And after he looked side-eyed at them, he found himself a rope.
Yeah.
And then after he found that rope, he found a couple of them. Listen, one wasn't enough. He had to drive the point home. Are you driving the point home today? Or are you just sitting back side-eyed? See, anybody can sit back side-eyed.
All right, all right.
But if you saw a man trying to grab a little girl and snatch her in the car, are you going to
say,
we got to pray, y'all, times is bad? Or are you going to go up to the aid of that little girl and say, sir, what are you doing? Get your hands off this baby. Are you going to take the call? Are you going to take the call and stand up? That's where we are now. We're past the time of just praying, amen. It's time to put some doolaloo with your hallelujah. You ain't heard what I said. It's time to put some doolaloo with your hallelujah. Amen. You're hallelujah in the church, but house at home is falling apart. Put some doolaloo with your hallelujah. Put some thank you, Jesus, back in your marriage. Put some thank you, Jesus, back in your fasting, back in your praying. That's what God wants. Praise be to God.
So true, Bishop.
Lady Townsend, I'm going to let you close us out. We got about a minute left.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the word that went forth. We pray, God, that you would touch the hearts of your people today. Lord, that someone was encouraged to do the right thing, to want to do the right thing, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, we know that if they repent of their sins even now, God, that you will receive them unto you. Oh, God, touch the hearts today in a cold, cold world. Have mercy today, God. We know that you're able, and we believe that it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Going to be at 1400 College Drive tomorrow. All denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free. All genders are welcome. Men, women, transgenders, you are welcome. But I guarantee you, amen, when you come, you're going to hear a word that's going to bring transformation to your life. Marriage on the brinks, come on, we got a word for you. Amen. Having problems on your job? Come on. There's a word to empower you. Amen. Sickness in your body? Come on. There's a word that will empower you equally.